On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. We got the hotline lighting up on the phone from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice, not to be confused with Giudice. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Thank you.
So, Teresa, it was so nice catching up with you the other day, and now I get to talk to you a couple times. But let's talk about your book, Standing Strong. It's your second memoir. So where does this pick up?
This picks up from when Joe leaves and till now. Like, you know, till... And it plays into season 8 for Real Housewives of New Jersey. So if you read the book and watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey, they kind of go together.
Got it.
Well, I can't wait to read the book. And I know you talk a lot about the dark times in this book. Has it been hard to, you know, revisit these episodes?
You mean when I was writing the book?
Yeah. Has it been hard to just relive everything?
Yes. I mean, it was, you know, when I was writing the book, it was really therapeutic for me to get all my feelings out. And what made that happen is, you know, when my mom passed away.
I know. And I'm so sorry, too, by the way. Every time I see the, you know, the beginning, it chokes me up.
Thank you. So, you know, writing the book was therapeutic for me. And especially when I did the audio book, that was like reliving everything again. And that was really hard for me.
So I have a question, since, you know, first off, your kids are so beautiful and they're so grown up. How time just flies, doesn't it?
It does. I can't believe she is going to be driving in January.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, with the kids and when all this stuff is going down, how do you decide how much you share with your kids and how much do you feel like you need to shield from them?
I mean, yeah, like they don't really watch anything on the news or anything. They're mm-hmm. very into their own world, like their activities, school. And I mean, so they're just like, you know, they're just like kids, like just doing their everyday thing. So I really don't tell them much and they don't really ask me much mm-hmm. either. So, which is good.
Well, that all works out. And Teresa, it was interesting to hear that you're now a certified yoga instructor and it's a big part of your life, right?
Yes. Namaste, baby.
Wow.
On the way.
Namaste.
All right. So
zen, very zen, good vibes. I'm all about that.
Good, good, good. Well, let's talk about the housewives. So, this season, there's been some serious tension between you and Dolores and Siggy. And we just had them here in the studio. We just spoke with them. Where do you stand with them now?
We're going to be shooting the reunion soon. I'm sure we have things to discuss. I'm good with them.
Are you?
Why? What did they say?
Oh, we had just recapped the cake throwing episode and, Siggy was expressing how her feelings were hurt. And it was more actually about her being upset with Margaret. Are you still close with Margaret?
Tell you the truth. I mean, this season, you know, listen, I have words with, you'll see, with Dolores and stuff and with Kim D. But I'm pretty good with all the women on the show, you know?
And Dolores said, like, she's known you for years, right? She grew up with you, or she's known you from way back?
Yeah, I know her, like, you know, yeah, over 20 years. Wow. I mean, she was best friends with Dina on the show. And, you know, so we were all friends, you know? So, we go way back.
Right, because she was also telling us how she was an original cast member and then quit the show right at the beginning.
No, she was on a few episodes.
And then she said Danielle came in after her. That's what we were talking.
Danielle was on from season 1.
Right. Dolores had mentioned she was the original cast member and then she didn't want to do it anymore. And that's when they found Danielle. That's not true?
No, not that I know. No, she was just on a few episodes.
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe just in her mind. She thought that was the case.
Yeah.
You planning on dressing up for Halloween? Do you like to dress up?
Yes, I do. Like, I mean, I don't love to dress up, but I don't mind it. And I'm going to a Halloween. My brother's having a Halloween party on Saturday.
What are you going to be?
So I think Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh, you've got the body for it.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, so I hope my red wig comes in time.
There you go. There you go. Well, meanwhile, we'll be checking you out Wednesdays on Bravo, Real Housewives of New Jersey, of course. And congrats on the new book, Standing Strong. You can follow her on Instagram at Teresa I say Giudice because you're Italian.
I love the way you say it. And I have a book signing tonight at the Grove.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. Our old stomping ground right there. Okay.
At 7 p.m. So come and see me.
7 p.m. at the Grove at Teresa Giudice. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you, honey.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Love.
On with Mario Lopez.